This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want you to notice verse 8 because it's a frightening verse. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God who gives you his Holy Spirit. You know, you have a decision to make today. One decision you need to make today, I can honestly tell you, is that you either accept the Bible as the Word of God or you don't. And it's your choice, not mine. I can't tell you to believe the Bible as the Word of God. You have to make your mind up intellectually, theologically, emotionally, that it either is the Word of God or it's not. And Joshua, in the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua, stands before the people of God in his final address. And he says this, choose this day who you're going to serve. If it's the pagan deities, the pagan gods of Canaan, serve them. And I think he meant it. I don't think he was being sarcastic. Go ahead and serve them. But if it's God, serve him. And then Joshua makes one of the most famous statements in all of the Bible, where he says this, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What would happen if every father in this room today said to his family, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord? What if every wife, mother, single woman, single person said, as for me and my family, this household, we're going to serve the Lord? It's a decision. It's a decision and it's a choice that you make. All of life is a decision. And Joshua said to the people, choose this day who you're going to serve. If it's the pagan deities, and by the way, one of the biggest pagan deities of our culture today is sexuality. People worship at the shrine of sexuality, and you know that's true. Just turn on television. People worship at the shrine of sexuality. It's become a god in the life of people, just like money has become a god, and things have become a god, and power and influence has become gods in our lives. Choose, Joshua would say, you're going to serve those gods? Then serve them. If you're going to choose the Lord, then serve him. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That little boy hugged the woman's knees on the deserted island and said, thanks for choosing to be a stay-at-home mom. She didn't choose anything. She's on an island. She had no choice in what she was dealing with. But get this, you've got a choice. You can choose. You can just choose how the story continues from this day forward. You can decide how life's going to go because you have made a decision, not based on anything I've said, but on everything the Word of God says, that verse 7 for you, for God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. And you decide today, perhaps, I believe verse 7. I accept verse 7. I choose to live, verse 7, and God will honor you today. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for speaking to us through 1 Thessalonians 4. I know this is a passage that people in all three services might have thought, man, what an offensive passage. It's nobody's business how I live my life. And they're right, politically and ethically, legally, they're right. But you had the audacity in your word to say we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things we have done in this body. And Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 6, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you get it? That the Holy Spirit lives in you as a believer and it does make a difference to him, what we do. May not make a difference to us, but it makes a difference to him. Lord, thank you for the people that responded, for some very moving moments we had this morning in the first two services. Just speak to people right now who need prayer, who need to make a decision regarding their life in this church.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.